And I can understand Americans saying come home, but I don't know if they said come home and leave behind an Iraq that could end up being a safe haven for Al-Qaeda.
It's morning in America again.
With fresh eyes.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the podcast that says America is back on track. Democrats have won the Senate and the House of Representatives. Tonight, Virginia goes to the Senate to Democrats. Congratulations, all of us. Did the president get the message? That's the question tonight. In my mind, let's figure this out.
And so I'm committed to victory.
Here's one of the most scary things he said today, President Bush. He said this.
I'm constantly assessing, and I'm assessing as well all the time by myself.
Let's hear that one more time, this little part over here. Listen carefully.
As well all the time by myself. By myself.
The president, all by himself. Isn't that sweet? Here's more.
People want. Somehow it seeped in their conscience that, you know, My attitude was just simply stay the course. Of course, means let's get the job done, but it doesn't mean, you know, staying stuck on a strategy or tactics that may not be working, that we're constantly adjusting. And
okay, he's lost the election. He's coming out. He's trying to be what here? Let's go and hear a little bit more of that one more time, and you tell me if I'm crazy that people have this impression for no reason.
People want. Somehow it seeped in their conscience that, you know, My attitude was just simply stay the course.
If we got something wrong, he should have told us before the election that he didn't mean stay the course. He meant that get the job done, which is not staying the course, it's getting the job done. We had it all wrong, all of us, everybody. He has to communicate better, he says. Hello.
Okay, so did the president understand what happened? As Joe Biden said,
he'll be stone deaf if he doesn't understand what just happened.
And to be fair, I think there was some good that came out of this. We already got rid of Donald Rumsfeld. That's a huge thing right there. He was an evil, horrible man who lost two wars.
I guess you can't really expect him to fire the vice president, and I'm not sure he'd leave anyway without a huge fight. And he's by far the most evil man in the entire world today. Most evil man. Evil man. Evil.
And we did get the House and the Senate, so we're in pretty good shape. In fact, we're in really good shape, and we can stop a lot of things from happening, so that's already good.
We're already talking about Democrats doing the right thing, right, getting in with the 100-hour plan, and going to raise the minimum wage right away. I like that. That's good. That's more than a good thing. It's a great thing to be hearing them talking about raising the minimum wage to about times in like 10 years or something. Here's what Rush Limbaugh had to say about the minimum wage being raised. It made him all nervous or something. I'm not sure why. What a party poop.
You're going to get minimum wage increase. The president's going to talk to these people about entitlements. And when you sit down with Democrats to talk about entitlements, you're not talking about getting rid.
Oh, Rush, come on, join the party, have some fun, have a few entitlements for the poor people out there. So raising the minimum wage.
Okay, so the politics of fear will continue a little longer. Here was Bush today, a little bit more back into the thing, the fear thing.
These radicals and extremists have made it clear they want to topple moderate governments to spread their ideology. They believe that it's just a matter of time before we leave so they can implement their strategies. We're just not going to let them do that. We're going to implement their strategies.
Implement their strategies.
We're just not going to let them do that.
Well, I guess we can let Bush concentrate on making sure they're not implementing their strategies, as he says. They're strategizing to implement their strategies. We can concentrate on the things that people care about, and maybe someday he'll get the message. But I'm going to be hopeful now, hopeful that we have the Senate and have the Congress. I'm not going to complain. Angry is going to be happy. That's going to be one word Angry will use this week. Angry is going to be the last happy man. Now, remember a podcast from a few weeks back where I said the sun will shine again, you'll feel as though the rays of sun and hope are back in America? Well, here is the difference between a Republican and the Democrat. Here's Nancy Pelosi speaking today. Listen.
Drain the swamp means to turn this Congress into the most honest and open Congress in history. That is my pledge.
First female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Exciting, isn't it? We're a lucky country here to have change the way we have it. Senate and the Senate. Congratulations. This is the last Angry Man saying hope in a new morning for America. It feels terrific already.
I want fresh eyes.
Is fresh eyes a meal you eat? What is fresh eyes you want?
I want fresh eyes.